talking about a movement in Western New York called Love Rising. It kicks off in earnest today. Pam Liebring is an organizer. She's joining me now on WBEN. Pam, good morning. This is not brand new, but it seems to get bigger every year. Tell us about Love Rising and how it started.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for allowing us the opportunity to talk about Love Rising. So Love Rising actually started in 2020 during the time of the pandemic when people were, you know, very isolated, afraid. There was a lot of political and social unrest and some concerns around racial injustices. And I just kept thinking, how can I do something? How can we work together to do something? And we came up with this idea of Love Rising, which was July 15th. It was basically a prayer vigil, a day set aside for reflection and prayer around what we can do ourselves to make the world a better place. Since then, this year is our fourth annual Love Rising event. We've expanded from just one day to the week that leads up to July 15th. We have opportunities to participate in both Niagara County and Erie County, so we're really excited about some of the events we have to offer.
Sure, to expand out. And what is the overall message with this movement?
Yeah, so Love Rising's mission is neighbors intentionally creating caring communities by what they do, how they act, and the choices they make every day. We talk about how we want to be thoughtful. We want to focus on our communities through reflection and prayer, through opening our minds and our hearts, through thoughtful conversations with each other so we can learn more about each other, through listening to each other with respect. And that leads us to the ability to really appreciate our differences and to share our own gifts to make the world better. And of course, through acts of love and kindness. What can we do? What are the small things that we can do every day to really make our community stronger? It could start with a please and a thank you, to a smile, to volunteering at a community organization, to paying it forward, you know, making a commitment to help somebody else.
It seems like it would be easy to participate then, right? With even just some gestures or things like that.
Yep, absolutely. We always talk about how might you experience Love Rising this year. We have events today at the Olcott Carousel Park for our youth to kind of engage in ideas around gratitude. We have an adult opportunity to connect with each other at Schultz's Winery and Birch on Wednesday, where we'll focus in on what Love Rising is and how each one of us can make a difference in our world. On Thursday, we have an opportunity to connect our mind and our body and our spirit through yoga in the St. Andrew's Peace Garden, which is in Burt, New York. And then on Saturday is our traditional July 15th day. You can begin the day with a sunrise service in Crow Park in Olcott, and end the evening in the St. Andrew's Peace Garden with some lovely music playing out through sunset.
So there's a lot going on then, right? And you said all ages. You mentioned kids, especially today at the Olcott Carousel Park. What exactly is happening there?
Sure, yeah. So we're going to be running an event for kids, preschool to about second grade. They come, we have some story time where we're going to read a story about gratitude. They have some crafts and there's some games. Then there's an opportunity for the kids to ride those lovely carousel park rides and have some ice cream. So it runs from 7 until 8 today. We do ask if kids would like to participate that they please use our sign-up genius to sign up so that we have enough crafts for all to do. And you can get to our sign-up genius right on our website. It's love-rising.com.
All right, and that's where you can find a full schedule, I'm sure, right?
Yep, absolutely. Just to mention that I mentioned our Niagara County events. I want to just give a plug for our Erie County events. St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Buffalo has joined us this year to celebrate Love Rising, and they have events on Sunday, this Sunday, July 16th, where there's kind of like a neighborhood block party. They're calling it Love Thy Neighbor, Praise and Prayer Community Event. And there'll be opportunities for some music and poetry reading, kids' face painting, food, fun, and fellowship. And then next Saturday, July 22nd, there'll be an opportunity to really put love in action by loving thy neighbor in a cleanup. So they'll clean up around St. Philip's Church and that general neighborhood, planting flowers, cleaning up garbage, replacing burned out lights. So there's lots of opportunities for people to get involved and then make a commitment to how they can live Love Rising every day.
All right. There's an awful lot going on there. And you don't need to be religious either to participate, do you?
Absolutely correct. We have a lot of churches that are part of this movement, but we also have a lot of community groups. I'd like to say thanks to the Newfane Lions Club and our Newfane Seniors. They both supported Love Rising this year. We'd love to get more community groups involved so that they can also maybe host their own Love Rising event in July and August and in October, whatever works for them in the way that they want to show and make a commitment to create really strong, caring communities.
I've got to ask you, Pam, what reactions do you get when people first hear about this, you know, when they decide whether they want to participate?
Yeah, so usually the first thing is, huh, so what is Love Rising? So I usually kind of do our quick little elevator speech. And then they think, wow, that seems really simple. It makes a lot of sense. It really is an opportunity for each individual to make a difference in their world. You know, I have this great quote in our bulletin that's going out for our evening conversation on Wednesday. It said, you must be the change you wish to see in the world, and that's from Gandhi. And that's kind of the point we have to make, that each one of us can actually make a difference and make a change if they think about and make intentional choices about what they do every day. We all get angry and frustrated with things that are happening, but how can we change them? And how can we change them by just sharing a smile, by just simply helping a neighbor, getting to know somebody, learning something new about somebody who's different from you?
Well, Pam, good luck with this. And one more time, give out the website so people can find out more.
Absolutely. It's love-rising.com, and we would love for people to take some time this week to participate in one of our events, or they can even reach out directly to me, and if they want to start their own event with their own church or community group. Thank you again so much for allowing us to talk about Love Rising.
Thank you, and it was great to hear about such a positive event. That's Pam Liebring, organizer of love-rising.com. Check it out. It's happening starting today, all this week.